back, everybody, to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we are brothers, we read comics.
What the hap is fuckinging, everybody? We're here to read. Does that DTP mean down to pod?
For this context, yes.
What does it normally mean?
It's a softball team that I'm on. It stands for down to pound.
Down to pound. Okay, I was like,
and
downtown Tempe penises.
Every time someone asks when we were playing someone in softball, I always like lie to them. I'm like, disturbing the peace.
Yeah, because we get violent out here on the field.
Yeah, and wow. So it's like a good size, so I can still wear it.
I like that shirt.
Thanks, dog. You can be on our softball team. You want to play softball?
No,
it's pretty fun. Maybe. It was terrible this last season because it was like started in like May.
Oh yeah, no, that sounds awful.
It was fucking cooking, dude. It was pretty awful. Anyway,
I only like hard balls.
Fair. I was like, okay, we got some time codes, you know, in the description.
Check them out.
Jump around.
Yeah.
And what do we start with, Nathan?
You know, we start with the news.
We sure do. Nathan.
Pretty interesting one. Luke Cage and Iron Fist will star in a Disney Plus TV series titled Heroes for Hire, directed by Edgar Wright, potentially.
Whoa!
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
Because Edgar Wright already tried doing a Marvel thing and then didn't work out, so...
Yeah, Ant-Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that Heroes for Hire could happen, and that would be cool, and that would be cash money, as people say.
For sure.
And I would like that a lot, but we'll see. We'll see. I think the actor for Luke Cage is supposed to come back for some stuff pretty soon,
mm-hmm.
but it wouldn't surprise me if they recasted Iron Fist.
I think they like absolutely will.
I think so too.
And then just like
I think he was
ignore
fine.
It.
I think he was fine.
He was fine. He I guess they would need to do like a really cool season or whatever to like really redeem him like as like an actor in Marvel, you know?
Yeah, true. He would have to do some pretty substantial stuff, but yeah.
Nathan.
What do you got? Yeah.
Batfleck will be in Aquaman 2.
Yeah. I saw that, and I'm like, what are they doing now? Everybody's like, there's no way he's coming back. He's dropping some Dunkin' Donuts at his house. He's gone boats with J-Lo or whoever it was.
Yeah.
And now he's coming back. So it's
like,
nice-ass
what's going boat.
On? Yeah, nice boat. Did you see that picture of him falling asleep on it?
Yeah.
And he's just...
That dude is fucking living the dream.
Yeah,
I don't care.
And he's like, I'll just come back for Batman every once in a while. And
he's
then,
like, I gotta
be on this boat some more.
He's like, I can't afford this fucking boat. I can't afford my half.
Hey, you guys need a Batman again?
Yeah. I think it's like everything's falling apart at DC. Let's just bring back Ben Affleck.
Yeah, people like him, kind of.
Yeah.
Daniel, you know how Mark Miller just kind of like comes in every once in a while and he's like, here's all the shit I've been doing.
Yeah.
It's happened again.
Yes.
And two things that he's announced. There might have been more, but this is all that went on my radar. But Mark Miller and Jorge Jimenez coming together for Nemesis Reloaded.
Whoa!
Isn't that cool?
That's going to be dope. Now we're going to read Nemesis.
January 2023 is when it comes back.
Oh, my God.
And
we have no time.
Looks really cool. And so I was like, Jorge Jimenez is on Batman. What's going to happen there? So he tweeted... People have been asking, are you leaving Batman? The answer is never. I've simply spent my months working hard in the shadows to be able to meet a difficult but special schedule that I hope will make this year one of the most important in my career. And he says, thanks, friends. So that guy's just been rising and grinding.
Yeah, dude. He's just been fucking cooking.
So I guess while doing just Batman a bunch casually, in the background, he's been doing Nemesis with Mark Miller, which is super cool.
And been doing like... Really good Batman.
Really
you know
good
I mean?
Batman, yeah. I'm excited for this issue that came out this week. But
that's so impressive. Because like not even like...
Because he like colors...
I don't remember.
No, not for Batman.
Because like...
Whatever it is.
Yeah, because like just getting a book out on time, 24 pages, is like pretty demanding.
Pretty crazy.
Let alone getting in some more. Because that'll probably be like a 6-issue mini, you know?
I think so, yeah.
And so that's tough. That's crazy.
Another Mark Miller thing is that X-Men artist Pepe Larraz.
Le Pew?
joins Mark Miller for a new crossover series named Big Game, coming in 2023. And while details are limited at this time, Millerworld said Big Game is rumored to be a crossover between many, if not all, of Millerworld franchises.
Interesting.
And it will launch in the spring of 2023.
I kind of like the idea of them just coming together, but not like some book that establishes them as the like same universe. Because yeah. That'd be kind of bizarre. Kind of
cringe to be like, hey, everything in Jupiter's Legacy is also everything in one of his other books.
I mean, Jupiter's Legacy and Super Crooks kind of fit together.
Sure.
They did it in the anime, but like...
Like, what's another one that's like a Millerworld thing that like...
Wanted?
Wanted, yeah. Like, that seems weird. Or like the one with Greg Capullo?
Marvel Civil War.
That was not... No.
Reborn?
Reborn, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was awesome.
Which I guess it could be because Reborn's all in like a afterlife.
Yeah.
So maybe it does make sense.
That's cool. I like Mark Miller things.
Yeah, I like that he's still doing comic book things and not just like, I'm just going to make TV shows.
Yeah, not just like cashing out, you know?
Yeah. She-Hulk delayed by one day to August 18th. This is hot news. I just found out about it 2 seconds ago.
I know.
Series will release episodes on Thursdays.
And speaking of delays, casting Andor delayed a month.
Really?
Yeah.
They came out with a trailer and they're like, psych.
Yeah, basically. So it's
it was
like
a good trailer, though.
It's like September 21st. Yeah, I think it looks so good.
Why does it look better than the show that had Obi-Wan and Darth Vader in it?
I don't know.
It seems crazy to me.
I mean, this will be... If there's no lightsabers in this, this could be like pretty top-tier Star Wars, you know
what
I mean?
So you don't want lightsabers is what you're saying?
I'm so sick of lightsabers. Well, there's like, not lightsabers, but like...
There will be one lightsaber.
I know, but like, I like money. The Star Wars that isn't like super Star Wars-y. Like...
Give me Star Wars without the Star Wars.
Like lightsabers and Skywalker saga shit. I'm super over.
You like
over.
Poor people and immigrants.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And fucking...
And people grinding bounty and hunters. Working in factories, building big ship.
Dude, that'd be so cool. I would love to.
And a bearded man walking around, and you're like, what's up with that guy?
Yeah. And just weird aliens, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that. Nathan.
Looks great.
Sad news. The Flash is ending after season 9.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I loved it after season 1.
Season 2 is cool. Yeah, season I watched that.
Right, yeah.
And I dropped off.
Dropped way off.
So, yeah, I mean.
That's going to happen.
That was cool. Probably the coolest Flash representation that we'll ever get.
Speaking of things ending, Batgirl
it didn't end,
isn't happening.
The possibility of it happening has ended.
Yes, exactly. That was weird.
Super weird.
It's apparently something with Discovery because they had like a merger or like a.
Discovery acquired.
Acquisition, yeah.
Yeah.
And it says it will neither release theatrically or on HBO Max. So that's weird.
So they spent $90 million. They're going to use it as like a tax write-off. They were like almost done, like in post-production.
Yeah.
And now we'll never get to see like Brendan Fraser's Firefly.
That's right. He was Firefly.
Which is like the worst news.
Damn.
Like I need him voice acting in more things.
That man needs more W's, okay? Not more L's.
No.
God damn it. That's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Michael Keaton was supposed to be in it, but I'm like, whatever. Shit. How does that one get canceled and The Flash is still happening?
There's already trailers.
I liked all the memes that, like, kind of, not memes, but, like, tweets that came out about it, and where it's like,
Twitter's been kind of funny.
Sony's going to make El Muerto, but Warner Bros. Won't even make Batgirl.
Yeah.
Or, like, Morbius went to theaters twice.
Yeah, dude.
Which is pretty insane.
And it looks cool. I like the Batgirl design. Mm-hmm. Her outfit's cool. The acting looks cool.
Yeah, big bummer.
I saw another tweet is like, I can't wait for like Batgirl to be like the number one like superhero movie that you have to like torrent, you know?
Oh yeah,
in order to see. Because I don't know, could it come out? I guess eventually if they just
maybe. I mean, they have it. So,
just on a USB somewhere?
It's got to be somewhere, yeah. They wouldn't get rid of it.
Right.
So, it's somewhere. So, maybe a disgruntled Warner Brothers employee perhaps could be like, oops, upload.
I will get a job at Warner Bros. Oopsie. I will get at the right position to get access to that movie.
To the archives.
And I'm going to fucking leak it.
Allegedly.
Perhaps. Nathan, not really comic book news. I was kind of saving this in case there wasn't a lot of news. Okay. I still think it's fun. So there's going to be an original movie about the Spirit Halloween store.
Oh, I saw that.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, it's like a Five Nights at Freddy's kind of deal,
yeah,
to my understanding. But
basically.
But Spirit Halloween. All of our favorite Spirit Halloween characters.
Yeah, like
the zombie-looking one.
Yeah, and all the off-brand... You know,
they have like original like...
Characters?
Not like characters, but they have like the... I don't know, the animatronic things that move around
that
scare little kids when you walk up to them.
Mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
have like those that I think are going to be like characters.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool. Because like...
I think it'll be fun.
Spirit used to freak me out as like a kid.
Spirit is still kind of like a cult to me. Like, how are they living?
Yeah.
Operating?
Well,
what happens after October?
They like pack it up and then like put it somewhere basically. And then just open up like 2 months before Halloween.
I think... Spirit is secretly behind recessions because they need businesses to close down so that they can open up.
So they purposely sabotage businesses so that they can just use their shit.
Yeah, they sabotage like NASDAQ and everything.
There's this one store in like actually really close by you that it's like open during the year, and it's like, I don't know, some clothing store, but during Halloween it like just turns into Spirit. I don't know where they put all their merchandise and stuff, but then after the Halloween season, it just goes right back to that other store.
I would do that.
Yeah, it's smart, I guess.
Kind of.
I don't know what it is. It's like a K-Momo or something. You ever see those?
That sounds familiar.
I think it's one of those.
Weird.
Or a Savers. I don't know. Anyway, any other news?
No, that's all I had.
Cool. So what do we read this week, Nathan?
Dana, we read Groot. By Dennis Hopeless and something Kenzenberg. Kenzinger. Okay, it's Jeff Loveness, not Hopeless. There's Dennis Hopeless and Jeff Loveness, and I get them mixed all the time. So it's Jeff Loveness and Brian Kenzinger.
Uh-huh.
And Jeff Eckelberry is the letterer.
Yeah. Nathan, I thought this was fucking great.
This is the best book of all time.
I know. I'm like, is this the best book I've ever read?
It might be, because it's just so everything. It knows exactly what it is and what it's supposed to be, and it just nails it.
And it does it in the best way possible.
Yeah, it does. Because like, as soon as I had no idea what this was, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I saw the Declan Shelby covers, which are fucking banger.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks like a good book, but I don't want to read Groot. And what a mistake, because as soon as I read
wrong.
The first issue, and it's just like, a buddy road trip to Earth, but in space. I was like, this is the perfect book.
Yeah, I'm like, this artwork was like incredible.
Yeah, he did really good.
The covers were a little misleading because it seemed like almost like a more mature kind of Groot.
Yeah, kind of abstract, especially that first issue cover.
Yeah.
But that's just Declan Shalvey, I guess.
I think he did some variants. I think the OG covers were all Kessinger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like looked into it.
Okay.
It's a Groot book. But Rocket is in it the whole time. But it's mostly about Groot, you know?
Yeah. And they did great. There's a lot of really creative things like in here, and some like I have not seen in any other book. Like some of the techniques that they do and to just like demonstrate what Groot's saying, even though all he's saying is I am Groot.
Yeah.
And there's like a couple parts in here where I'm like, obviously these two characters should meet because it's perfect. So I enjoyed this book a lot. It was definitely a big surprise.
There's surprises. It was emotional.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I almost cried at the end.
I did cry at the end.
I was like, what a nice...
I was like, I can't hold it back.
It's nice to have just a good, nice thing.
Yeah.
But there's also some good jokes in here, too. So...
Yeah, let's get into it.
Solid-ass book, but...
Solid.
So Rocket and Groot are like on a buddy road trip comedy movie type beat, but in space trying to get to Earth.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles style.
Yeah. And like even
and
their
Groot
ship
is like John Candy.
Yeah, dude. This is basically Spaceballs in a way too.
It's yeah.
Like, but like their ship looks like just a road tripping car.
Yeah.
But mixed in with like jet boosters and shit. I love the amalgamations of just like normal ass like vehicles and spaceships in this book.
Yeah.
But they're trying to get to Earth because Groot wants to. And you don't need any more reason other than that.
Yeah, that's really it.
But their car breaks down. And then it explodes when Rocket tries to fix it. And now they have to space hitchhike.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant idea.
Always seems smart and safe.
Yeah. It seems like it would be a lot harder to hitchhike in space than it than what it would be on like a two-dimensional road.
Yeah, where you know where cars are going to drive by.
Yeah, they're just floating in nothingness. So
yeah, the void of space.
Space is fucking beautiful in this book.
Yeah, they do really. He does really good.
It is like a really colorful thing. It's like someone on TikTok made it or something. Like, you know how they have like those spray paint like ones.
Yeah,
it looks kind of like that, but it's like super colorful and vibrant and super cool. So and they change like the mood of space based off what's going on in the scene. So mm-hmm. sometimes space is like a little bit more green or darker.
Nathan, we get one of the best things in the Marvel comic universe.
What's that?
And we get some space sharks.
Space sharks, I was about to say, yeah. So yeah,
but these are space hammerheads, which is even better.
Very cool. And they look like they have some tech on them. Ugh, dude, I love things in the ocean, but in space.
Yeah, the best.
Are you kidding me? Like so pirate sick. Ships in space, always yeah. a banger. Fish, even better.
Even better.
So yeah, they get picked up by like a few different people, but they're like abandoned for various reasons. So like when the space sharks attacked after this trucker dude like picked him up, he just got scared and went away. They end up getting picked up by like some Skrulls that are morphed into humans. And they're like, yes, we are humans. We go to Earth too. Can you show us where it is? And then one of them fucks up and turns into Groot. And they're like, God damn it, Laz. Like, we're supposed to be humans. You fucked it all up.
Yeah.
And that was like pretty good. But just basically they keep going around for this issue, either getting picked up or like taking people's ships. And mm-hmm. it just doesn't get them very far. And there's a really great scene that's obviously like supposed to be like a Superman origin. And it's like when they're putting the Clark Kent or Kal-El in the spaceship to leave, and Rocket and Groot show up like at the last second. They're like, oh, we're going to take this.
Yeah.
And then they leave. And I thought that was really funny for a couple of reasons. Because the guy that's supposed to be Jor-El, he has like the crest on his chest, and it's an actual H, because I assume it's supposed to stand for hope. Hope starts with an H. So I think that's really clever. But then also at the end, when like the mom's like, did you get any spares? And the guy's like, no. She's like, I want a divorce.
Yeah, I mean, they're about to die. So.
Yeah, and she's like, I still want a divorce.
And like, his name's Zor-Al.
Yeah.
It's like, didn't even try it. No, it's not. Or no, it's Kor-El.
Kor-El, yeah.
So just change one letter in each one.
Yeah. You're good. It's very clear what that's supposed to be, so I'm okay with it. I do think it's funny that the Skrulls like blew their cover too, and they were like trying to convince them that they're people.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Groot mentions that he wants to go to Earth because of someone named Hannah. And before Rocket can really like get into that too much, like who the hell is Hannah? They're ambushed by a space pirate trying to take Groot for his bounty. And so they like fight off the pirates for a bit, but Rocket gets captured and Groot like barely escapes alive after getting like ripped up a little bit. And he takes one of Rocket's like booster things.
I think it's funny how Rocket is always like, who the flark are you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love, they just throw it in there like a lot.
Space curse words are really good. Because you can't say fuck in this book, but you can say flark as many times as you want.
I like the alien designs for like this girl's army.
Yeah. I think that this pirate chick is really cool. They never say her name. But yeah. She's got a really sick design, and she like just looks like a space pirate. So
I wish like her face wasn't just like look like a skull was painted on it.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, pretty cool design.
Yeah, but these aliens are cool. She's got like robots that help her out with stuff.
The no nose, always good alien choice.
Yeah, you know, that's a bad guy. He can't smell flowers, so he's bad.
Exactly.
I also like that she was going after Groot for like his bounty, which was bigger, and I like how that hurt like Rocket's ego a little bit.
Yeah,
he's like, come on, like I steal stuff, like I do all this stuff normally.
And she like blasts Groot, right? And then Rocket's like, no one shoots my friends but me.
Yeah. That was good. But yeah, that's pretty much that issue. So Rocket or Groot's just kind of barely escaping, floating out in space. So issue two, dope cover, by the way.
When Rocket's like being like taken, he's like telling Groot, he's like, tell people what happened. He's like, I am Groot. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was good, too. He's like, you need to tell somebody. And he's like, okay. And I was like, oh, fuck. You only say three words. But yeah,
there's this,
that's
like
a funny situation where it's like, go get help. But like, he can't communicate with anybody.
Is this the Declan Shelby one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the ones in between the issues here are Declan. Yeah, this was a really cool one because it's all like the Marvel people and it's just Groot there in the middle. But in issue two, Groot dreams about like a Groot Marvel universe taking down an evil Groot Lactus.
Oh my god, this made me so happy.
This is the best scene.
And I'm like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
There's like a Groot Silver Surfer and stuff like that, and like a Groot Watcher.
A Groot thing. All the good stuff.
Yeah, it's
the Groot Lactus, one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Just like the fact that the Groot watcher was like, oh no, it's Groot Lactus, and you see Groot Lactus.
Nathan, this is on par with like the Venomized Fing Fang Foom for me.
Absolutely. I'm just like, the level of excitement that you get from it. It's just funny that Groot's like dreaming about all this. He's like, I wish everybody else was like me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad, but it's also really funny to see like Groot Captain America.
Yeah.
And like a Groot Thor. So I enjoyed that a lot. But he gets waken up from his dream because he gets hit by a space bus. And he tries like asking for help, but he gets kicked out of the bus because people are freaking out. They don't understand him. And so I really love that when he gets on this bus, he's like trying to like say that he needs help. But obviously his dialogue is only I am Groot. But inside like the lettering of I am Groot is like a visual representation of what he wants. And that is so fucking clever. It's like their own panels.
No, dude, within it's like, I am Groot. It's like a, well, some, yeah, that's true. But like, a lot of them are used as like visual recaps of like some panel from the last issue.
Yeah.
Which I think is sick.
Yeah. Cause it's Groot here trying to be like, my friend, you know, was taken and yeah. I need help, but it's like all inside of like the I am Groot lettering. So like, we know what he's saying kind of, but obviously these people don't. And I think that was just something I'd never seen before. Like, and only really works for Groot. Cause like, you wouldn't need to do this for anybody else, you know?
Oh yeah.
So like,
I mean, we've seen people in the lettering.
Yeah.
But well, like,
but that's only for like onomatopoeia and stuff.
Yeah.
But like for actual like dialogue, the deeper meaning behind it and stuff. I just thought that was really cool.
So good.
Very, very fucking clever.
And like as if I needed more reasons to love this book.
I know.
It's
yeah.
being like clever it, and yeah. like really smart. It's, you know,
giving me things I've never seen before.
Cause I would have been cool. really annoyed by just reading I am Groot like a bunch of times, which I did, but like they're doing it in different ways. I never, to, you know, keep it fresh, you know?
I never got annoyed from my own group. Even when he's mad and he says it like 100 times on a page, I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
We get a flashback of when Rocket and Groot first met. And in the flashback, we see like, you know, them meeting for the first time and Rocket doesn't understand him. And then after like a while of them being like prisoners in like the same cell for a while, we see like Rocket standing up for Groot in prison. And then Groot like thanks him by giving him nice plants, which is very nice.
Nice flower bed.
I love when Groot gives somebody a plant. I'm like, that is just so nice.
The most wholesome thing.
Yeah. It's like a part of himself. And he's like, I made this for you.
Yeah.
Cause he wanted a plant. So nice. And then after like a really long time, Rocket picks up the language and they begin working together from then on, and they escape prison and then go to like the Guardians and stuff like that. So yeah, really nice recap of how they met, which is cool. But Groot discovers that the jetpack that he got from Rocket after he was taken has a tracker going to Rocket's location. So he's on his way to that point when he runs into the Silver Surfer.
And yeah, dude.
Which is amazing.
I was like, what?
No way.
Like, oh my God.
Biggest crossover since Endgame. And it looks like the version from like the Dan Slott, Michael Arvid run.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I think they came out around the same time. But yeah, it looks really like that version.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like that girl there, obviously. I don't know what her name is, but
Dawn Greenwood.
Dawn, that's what it is.
Who yeah. is that?
She was somebody I think that was introduced in that run.
Ah, okay.
Like she's like an integral part. I think they might even fall in love. I don't know.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool.
That what I think I would have like tweaked is that Rocket just starts understanding Groot like kind of out of nowhere, which like. It's comics, so it doesn't need to make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of wish there was like a little bit more to that, but you know, this is fine like too. I don't know. He like learns a language or something.
How are you supposed to learn a language when it's I am Groot? Like, it's not like Groot could just draw like a tree
or maybe,
on the wall and be like, this is I am Groot.
You know? Maybe they're like, they somehow become connected like neurologically.
Like he sticks a branch in his ear and then like...
Or eats a flower or something.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, just that'd like something cool. dumb, you know, but just like enough to be like...
I don't think that would be canon though.
Not just like, oh, I get it kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it's implied that they were together for a long time.
Because like...
We don't know how smart Rocket is.
Even though it's not a great explanation, like they explain why Han understands Chewbacca. Because like he just knows the language a little bit.
Sure.
Like Kashyykan or whatever the... languages.
Yeah.
But so that I was kind of expecting something like that here. But anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But issue 3, Silver Surfer, I guess, remembers Groot kind of from before something. And so he helps him follow the rocket tracker by bringing him in on like his surfboard. And it's just like three people on a surfboard having a good time.
Do you know that Silver Surfer had like a name?
Norn Rad. Yeah.
Norn Rad.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
I know. I wanted to do a cosplay where I painted myself gray, but like was like a beach like dude, and I'd be Norn Rad, you know?
Oh yeah. You could just do your face.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Just, yeah. So, but yeah, that's why I know that name. But yeah, he has a name. He's
like, you wear like a lifeguard tank top, and then
that's what I'm saying. Like
carry around a boogie board.
Yeah. And like have like swim trunks on and like carry around. Yeah. Either a boogie board or like a longboard or some shit.
Exactly.
And like have long hair. Yeah, exactly. I know. I think it's a really good idea.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't know that he had a name.
Super deep cut, like cosplay. But
yeah, I'm Norn Rad.
Only the real ones would know.
No one would ever get it. I would have to explain it to everybody.
I would get it now.
Yeah.
Because people are like, what the fuck are you doing? Because unless you're completely silver and have a surfboard, no one's going to know you're a Silver Surfer.
That would be a cool cosplay, too.
I feel like it'd be like you'd get sweaty and then start dripping. Yeah, especially maybe in like Phoenix Comic Con.
True.
And then you're just going to be covered in paint, and that's pretty uncomfy.
Yeah, it's pretty uncomfy.
But anyway, did you know that like his surfboard had a name too?
Yeah, Boardy. No, what is it?
Toomey?
Toomey. Like T-U-M-I?
T-O-O-M-I-E.
Toomey. I did not know that.
Yeah, it sounds like a cute way to say tumor or something.
Yeah.
A little Toomey up here. You know?
I got the Toomey, you know.
Got a couple Toomies up there, you know?
Nope. I did not know that, but that's interesting. So on their way, they stumble upon a planet that's in danger from a cosmic storm. So they go to help the people that are on it. But just in general, I think it's like such a great idea to have like this deeply troubled and like philosophical space guy and then another space guy that says three words together in one book.
Yeah.
Like that is just the perfect juxtaposition of two characters that like should meet and like have more time together, like one-on-one, because it's so funny.
Big word.
Juxtaposition.
Yeah, what's that?
It means like a drastic difference between two things. So okay. Like Norn Rad or Silver Surfer, he's like has had a lot of time to be philosophical and deep about space, and then Groot just says, I am Groot, and he's kind of like a puppy. So I just like how those two are like together.
Yeah, definitely.
Such a good idea. But it turns out like the storm on the planet was caused by an alien trying to bait powerful heroes in so that he could like leech off their powers. And so Groot manages to stop him from getting Silver Surfer by grounding himself to the planet. And he uses like a rod to electrocute him and like morph him into the ground or something. But he like stops this guy. One thing I like about this scene and makes no sense, but I love it anyway, is like Don doesn't get oxygen because Norn Rad is providing oxygen through the power cosmic. So when he's getting that sucked out of him, Don doesn't have any oxygen anymore. So Root just like gets a bunch of plants and like stuffs it in her face. And I guess it's supposed to be like just rapid, like, what's it called?
Photosynthesis.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word for that, but yeah, she's getting oxygen from
the plants. Apparently.
No, photosynthesis is like plants, like getting nutrition from like sunlight.
And then changing nitrogen and oxygen, right?
Ooh, I don't know.
That's what happens.
Biology was a long time ago, and I got a C, so.
Anyway, you know what I mean? Like, she's just supposed to get, like, oxygen rapidly coming out of these plants and just, like, stuffing
it. No, that was a smart thing there.
It's a smart thing, but, like, that's not how it works. You can't just, like, smell some grass and get more oxygen, you know?
I think you can.
I don't think so. I don't think there's more oxygen in the grass than, like, and normally.
It's also cool, like, Groot, like, turned himself into, like, shelter to protect these people.
Yeah, that was sick, too.
That was neat. I'm like, these are, like, this is what I want out of a group book, is just like
very seeing
how
uses.
He uses his power in like creative ways.
And I like how when he grounds himself, you could see him like dig his roots into like the earth.
Yeah.
Or not the earth, but the planet. And I guess use the electricity to shove that guy into the ground. So I don't know. It was really cool. So the natives give Groot a ship of his own to use. And then he goes back to trying to find Groot. But Silver Surfer and Dawn leave for their own adventure to go back to the Dan Slott book.
Right.
So again, the ship design is just farm equipment mixed in with spaceship, and I think it's really fun.
Oh yeah.
It looks like a tractor thing or one of those farming
equipment. My old job was like insurance adjusting for like farms.
Yeah. Is that the
cedar thing?
It's that thing in cars that comes out after they push over the tractors.
It's like a harvester kind of thing.
Yeah, it like brings up corn or something. But it's the thing in cars that comes out after they push over the tractors.
Yeah, yes, thank you. That's the actual name for it.
Yeah.
if you go Google that, that's what the label is, like Amazon, everything.
It makes that noise too, like a bull.
Yeah.
When you turn it on. But yeah, issue 4, Rocket is still alive and he's being used as bait by the space pirate chick because she knows Groot is on his way. And he is, but he had to stop and get some gas at a space station. And he, while he's there, he like assembles this team of a robot named Manatron, and who's like a worker at the gas station. Or is it just Mantron?
It's just Mantron.
Mantron.
I think that sounds wrong.
I think that was spell check. And then the Skrulls from earlier, who meant to conquer Earth, but instead went to that same gas station because it was named Earthk. So yeah. It was like really close, which I thought was really funny. Is that Laz guy again? He fucked up. He's like, ah. Who else but Laz, you know?
Right.
So there's just a really funny group of people. And like the Mantron has like a pretty overly dramatic backstory, which I think is really funny. He's like, oh, I've always just wanted to see the stars and make friends, but I have to stay at this gas station and pump gas. It's like,
yeah,
this guy, this character we just like have never met before. And it's just like, he's just like so critical.
What was that one robot in like Rick and Morty that's like,
oh, you spread butter.
Your only function is to spread butter. He's like,
oh, God.
Like, oh, they God. Just have a little bit too much self-awareness.
Yeah, I know.
This shit is so sad, but it's so funny.
I love self-aware robots. It's so funny. And like, poor Laz from like the Skull group has just getting flamed for going to like the wrong spot.
Yeah.
But while on their way to get Rocket, Groot meets a cosmic entity known as Numinous, who I guess her cosmic powers or whatever are to affect chance in the universe. And it seems like they hinted at her affecting a lot of things in like the Marvel universe, because there's this like crazy splash page that like shows Spider-Man getting bit by a radioactive spider, like the Fantastic Four in space getting their powers, or like Gwen dying.
Yeah.
I mean, like Civil War and like Wanda during No More Mutants, like all this stuff. So it seems like she's kind of had a hand in that in the background.
Yeah. Super random person to put in there.
Yeah. So, but her fucking costume is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
super
cool.
The whole
dress and it being like its own sort of cosmic looking thing, and like just like the gold plates and stuff like that is really cool.
Oh, yeah. It looks really cool. I love like just the use of like different like yellows and browns to give that kind of shiny metal look, or the gold look.
He's really good at that. Yeah, showing the shines.
Yeah,
on the metal stuff, and then like I don't know, when she meets Groot, she's like, "Is this all worth it?" And then Groot says, "I am Groot," and then shows all the good things in the Marvel universe, and she's like, "Okay,"
yeah,
which is another like good example of that. I just don't know why she was like down on her luck when they like met each other,
but I don't know.
Yeah, even still, it's really cool to see like a splash page of I am Groot and then inside of it, like good things. So I like that. So the whole group gets into the pirate ship where Rocket is, and the rescue doesn't go very well. But Groot gets destroyed by like a grenade launcher thing, and the pieces are like immediately incinerated, except for one little chip of wood that survives, and it turns into Baby Groot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a Groot series without Baby Groot, Daniel.
I fucking guess not. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, come on.
I knew you would.
I thought we were going to be Baby Groot free.
Nope.
And we're just going to be coasting with the full-size Groot.
Almost made it Baby Groot free, but no. We got a little Baby Groot, which is not annoying in the sense.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Because I think this is like the year after the first Guardians came out.
Yeah.
And so Baby Groot, if there was a Baby Groot prior in the comics, or if there wasn't, then it was introduced in like the movie, you know?
Yeah.
So it seems like after a Guardians movie, they're and like, you wanted to read more about the Guardians and you see a new Groot book.
Yeah.
You probably want that in there.
They did end up doing one. I think it might have been more recent though. And I think it was Groot. Called I Am Groot. Yeah.
Yeah. I read like the first Groot. Issue that I'm like, and then just like moved on.
Is that where you got your hate for Baby Groot, or did you not like him from Guardians? I think he was fine in Guardians. I'm just glad that he grew up after that movie.
Right. Yeah. No, he's fine. I think it's just the merchandising that I just got super sick of.
You
know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I don't even think there's like a normal Groot Funko Pop, because there's just so many Baby Groot ones.
No, there's got to be one.
There's got to be. But like, yeah, there's just like a lot of that. And then like, hot take, I didn't like Baby Groot in the second one, because he kind of played like a Jar Jar Binks kind of role, to where like he was trying to help, but he was totally able to fuck up the mission at any second.
I think normal sized Groot was kind of like that too, though.
He's way more competent though, and he was helpful.
I mean, kind of. I mean, like, remember they're in the prison and they're like, "We need to get that battery," but we saved it at last, and then Groot pulls it out.
He gets the battery.
He does. But like at the end of Guardians 2, he like pushes the right button. You know, it just he takes a little bit of.
But he was like so close. So, you know,
I mean,
and so I'm like,
Groot fucks up the missions all the time. You know, so
yeah. Anyway,
so yeah, issue 5, Pirate Lady is getting ready to shoot Rocket and the rest of the people, Groot's friends, out of like the airlock. And meanwhile, Baby Groot's fighting his way back up to save them. And Numinous manipulates the chance that there's a glitch in the airlock button. So when the pirate goes to like push that button, it doesn't work. And so she's like, well, I'll just kill them like with guns. And so when she goes to execute them, Laz, the Skrull that's a fuck up, discovers that he's a Super Skrull. Which is really funny.
Yeah.
He's like, what's a Super Skrull? He's like, they're like with stretchy powers and like the thing.
He's like, you can't do this?
It's interesting though, because Super Skrulls, I think, are meant to like replicate powers of like what they see. And so he just like perfectly replicates specifically the Fantastic Four's powers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I guess, like, I don't really care. I know that he's a Super Skrull, and like the typical Super Skrull is the one that replicates the Fantastic Four's powers, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's like fun because it's like a call to that.
Yeah, you know? that's what it is. But I'm like, technically, they haven't met.
Something I was kind of shocked by is like Groot like goes and takes the pin out of a grenade that's on someone's like vest and then just runs away. Yeah, and you like see murders. A dude blown up by a grenade.
He like murders people for
in
sure.
A Marvel book.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, if it was full size Groot, it'd be okay.
No, just Marvel in general. I was like shocked to see this in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a space grenade, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah, and it's just an alien. Like, it's not like it's a
person.
At
one point, there's like a space fly that tries to eat him, and then he just like gets on top of it and rides it. And I'm like, that's pretty fun. Because he's a little tiny Groot. But Rocket uses a solar grenade on Groot, which like soups him up into Big Groot.
I love this idea.
Such a good idea, right?
There's just so much solar energy. He just grows super fucking fast. He just
gets stimmed up into this giant towering Groot, and
I thought it was just supposed to be a flashbang to throw her off or whatever.
No.
And the next page, giant Groot. Fucking Groot,
big old spikes. He's big and spiky.
Big old spiky Groot.
I like when Mean Groot gets real spiky.
Yeah,
and so the Pirate Lady plans to blow up herself and the rest of the people on the ship because she doesn't want to get taken back to prison. But Mantron makes the noble sacrifice of flying her out into deep space where they both explode and Mantron dies. And that was actually a pretty good speech by the Mantron. Like,
just go ahead and recite it.
Dude, like, it's very sad. But he tackles the Pirate Lady and he's like, the Mantron may be useless. The Mantron may be pathetic. The Mantron may be forgotten. But the Mantron met people who made him feel less alone. And that was enough. And then it like he explodes. And I'm like...
It's okay. Mantron's not real.
I
didn't
cry, but I was like, that's a pretty good speech for somebody that I just met like last issue, you know?
Like when things like this just come out of like a comedy book, it's so jarring to me.
And I think that's what makes it work, because everything's so silly and it's all of a sudden like this robot who just like desperately wanted friends and to explore the universe sacrifices himself so that his friends that he just met can stay alive.
There was like also this like little part where he had to like basically convince like the aliens like server robot or whatever, like service robot, and to like basically betray her.
Yeah.
And they like fall in love.
They fall in love, yeah.
In like a second.
Yeah.
And so
like that guy had a love story going on and now he just like sacrificed himself so everybody could be alive. So it is a very nice moment.
Yeah, and the other robot's sad now.
Yeah. But luckily there's a backup floppy disk. I like how he uses floppy disks
too. Yeah, he's all backed up on a floppy disk, so Mantron will never die.
My favorite part of Mantron is that he puts a floppy disk in himself to go into like fight mode.
Yeah.
So I like to think that he just has different floppy disks for like when he wants to cook dinner or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's immediately what I thought of.
Yeah. But
dude, do you think I wonder if Mantron has ever come back in the
Absolutely
Marvel
not.
Universe?
There's no chance. I would love to see him.
Am I the number one Mantron fan?
You might be the number one Mantron fan. A Fantron. Yeah. This is a small detail, but like when she gets tackled out of the ship, the windshield of the ship gets broken, and like they were all standing in the same room in the vacuum of space, unaffected technically.
Yeah,
and like the original plan to kill them was to just suck them out the airlock. So like effectively the same thing happened, but yeah. They don't really mention it. So I'm just gonna assume it's space technology or something.
Yeah,
but I just thought it was funny because they were all looking outside of the broken window into the vacuum of space. So
what I thought was neat was that Groot like broke out of this like big cocoon thing that he was in.
Oh yeah.
And basically like went back to normal size.
So it was like basically Groot mech or something.
Yeah, it's like a Groot mech.
Which is kind of cool. But he's normal size now, so I'm like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And then Rocket and Groot had take off to Earth with like a hot rod car that's in this spaceship for some reason.
Looks like a Camaro.
Yeah. And I love it because it's like the amalgamation of like normal cars and then like spaceship. So I'm here for it.
Yeah, this could have been like the end of the trade, honestly.
Yeah, it could have been pretty good ending. You know, the Skrulls got to conquer something, which is just what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Mantron died. Numinous is like, I'm good. And then she like leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have wrapped up there. But no, they finally make it to Earth and they start doing things on Groot's list that he wanted to do on Earth that were recommended from other people. So they're like listening to like Star-Lord's music and they're just going to a really old band concert.
Yeah.
And they're like watching movies. So they like watch Star Wars, which is really cute. And they like fight villains. So they fight the Clam.
Yeah.
My favorite villain.
Yeah. Easily the best.
Yeah. They also went and partied with the X-Men, which is pretty fun.
Yeah. That's a good bucket list.
I imagine an X-Men party though. That should be insane. Like this splash page has a lot of really fun ideas like Jubilee and Dazzler together or like
making fireworks and shit.
That dragon that's, what's her face has?
Magic.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it is magic. No, I think it's Kitty Pride's dragon, isn't it? I think Kitty Pride has a dragon and Magic has a dragon, and it might be the same dragon.
I think this is Magic's dragon. What is it, like Skipper or something?
I don't know. Your guess, the fact that you even tried is amazing to me because I have no idea. Imagine.
Oh, wait, no, it's like Larfleeze or.
No, Larfleeze is the orange lantern.
There's a fucking picture of him. What is it? Lockheed.
Lockheed, yeah.
Kind of close to Larfleeze. On
the Pet Avengers, of course.
Yeah, dipshit.
Yeah. I assume it's Magic's first because that'd be really weird if Kitty Pryde had this dragon for some reason. But anyway, that dragon is in this splash page and like lighting shots on fire, which is really fun.
Yeah.
And then like just seeing Nightcrawler and shit, it just seems like a fun party. But
yeah, he's like all over this.
Also, there's a scene where Rocket and Groot are just sitting on top of a building and Rocket's like warming up to New York. And this sunset's fucking beautiful. Like, the coloring on this book is kick unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, they really knocked it out of the park. Oh, also, part of the villain fights had, like, this guy in, like, the tank. Did you notice him?
No. What is that?
He's, like, a real X-Men villain.
And I bet all these are real villains, yeah.
Well, yeah, these are all real villains, but this is, like, an X-Men villain. I forget what their name is. Seems like a really stupid idea, right? Just, like, a guy in, like, for tank with tank legs.
Yeah.
But that's, like, there's like a group of them that show up in Old Man Logan, the one that was drawn by Andrea Sorrentino.
Yeah.
And they look so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how he managed to like make them look cool because it's such a weird idea, but I just saw him and I'm like, oh fuck, I remember how cool they were before.
And there was like Scorpion in this, but it wasn't the actual Scorpion. No, it was just some guy who found Scorpion's costume.
Yeah. Because when I saw Scorpion, I'm like, he's not that dumb. I'm
like, Scorpion's cool.
Yeah. But anyway. So while at the X-Men party, Groot like communicates with Jean Grey psychically and explains his species would like invade other planets and take in like the name of science and like conquest. Like they would invade those planets.
Yeah.
And just take stuff. But one day Groot saw that there was a little girl that was taken named Hannah, and Groot helps her escape and return to Earth. So this whole sort of journey, the whole thing to go to Earth was so that he could find Hannah.
And like after he like releases her and like.
Yeah, he releases her, helps her escape, and he gets like banished from like the Groot planet.
Yeah, he's like cast out or something. I thought he was the last like of his species.
I think he is.
Okay.
I think after maybe something this happens it like there. Blows up or something. I think it's Superman's. But one, it's really cool seeing like stuff on Groot's planet. They're basically like Viltrumites, it almost feels like.
Yeah.
Well, except they don't like stay on the planet. They just like go and take and then leave.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like there's just like this little girl, and Groot like gives her a flower, super nice, and then helps her escape, gives her a cosmic flower as she escapes. But it's it's cool to like that they communicate psychically and it's just Groot speaking in full sentences.
Yeah, because Jean Grey is like, oh, let me read your thoughts. She's like, oh, there's a lot of them, you know, because yeah,
there's a lot that goes on here.
You can express like everything.
And it shows just like Groot's journey of just like getting exiled and then like jumping into like all of the universe alone and then like eventually finding a family within the Guardians and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so like Hannah clearly taught Groot a lot about life and family, and he does end up finding her in her old age, having lived a full life, planting the flower that Groot gave her before she left Groot's planet. It's now turned into a big tree.
Big cosmic tree.
Big cosmic tree. It's all blue and stuff. And they catch up under that cosmic tree that Groot gave her a long time ago.
To and an extent.
This last line is just, life is not about the shadow you cast on your enemies, but the shade you provide to your friends. And then it's just them having a nice little sunset sit, and they're catching
pretty
up.
Pretty good, you know. Pretty good, it's good stuff.
If that was weak, I would have cried, but
you know, yeah, man. If I wasn't so macho,
what a like beautiful ending, though.
Oh man,
and it's just like that cosmic tree that I gave her a long time ago, and it's just so wholesome,
and it's like well rounded, and it's like a full story arc, yeah. You know, because I think this is it for this run.
I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, it just fucks me up though, and I love it. Yeah. Such a great final issue.
Oh great,
because there's like
it seemed almost like unnecessary, but they it was still wrapping up like who's Hannah kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah, great. And we get some origin stuff,
yeah,
which is sick.
We see other mean Groots.
Yeah,
they're all saying I am Groot.
Yeah, no, they're all Groot apparently.
They're all Groot. Yeah, let's get into some back matter matters.
Back matter matters.
I'm surprised by some of these cover artists.
Dude, Ryan Stegman?
Ryan Stegman on here.
This is sick.
We got a Giuseppe Camuncoli. I didn't even know he was working with Marvel like at this time, but he's the guy that did like Darth Vader and stuff.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, I know him. This is an interesting cover because it's like...
It's a girl group.
It's like a Gwen Stacy group.
Oh, it must have been like a Gwen Stacy
Groot Stacy?
Time. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, Groot? That's it.
It's just Groot. Groot.
It's the Groot.
That's so stupid. Yeah, because they would do like, because Gwenpool I think was popular, and so they're like, let's do a bunch of Gwen covers.
Oh my god.
Humberto Ramos is also a really sick ass artist. He draws a very spiky Groot. I love some of that. Francesco Francavilla.
Oh, it's so good, Nathan. I need this.
I know, dude. I need to see if that's a thing available anywhere because it's so good. That guy always crushes it. So
it's like unfair.
It really is.
And then yeah, that just a couple of variants, unfortunately, but yeah. Still some top notch work there.
Yeah, it's weird seeing like Ryan Stegman's old work. And like just seeing him draw like Rocket.
Yeah, it's a very cuddly looking Rocket. Like he looks soft.
He does.
And it's very realistic raccoon kind of look to it.
But he's good at drawing Big Gun, you know?
Yeah, Big Gun.
So some interesting work from people. Dana, what would you rate this book?
Nathan, I give it a gotta have it.
Yeah.
With peppermint bark.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You were thinking about this, weren't you?
I sure did. Well, it came right to me.
Okay.
But yeah.
I don't think there's a better ice cream analogy, so I'll just say it's a Trenta, you know, a Trenta coffee.
Okay,
I would devour this,
or like maybe a green tea latte, something like that.
A Trenta green tea
with all the tea leaves
latte, yeah. With like the little, they don't do the foam art on green tea lattes, do they?
I don't think so.
Okay, well then I'll get a separate drink,
lots of matcha in
latte
there.
With a leaf art thing on it,
nice,
as well,
nice,
because
nice.
I love it so much.
Two drinks, interesting.
Yeah, two drinks. This book.
Or a wheatgrass shot, you know?
I've never taken that, but...
It's gross. Don't do it.
But, like, in general, I was surprised, and I think that anybody would love this if they just, like, love...
Comics.
Just setting. Comics and...
Or Groot, or...
Just campy stories that are supposed to be, like, it knows exactly what it is, and it delivers on it super well.
This is a delight. I was so happy with how this turned out, and I was just like... Oh man, this is such
corny jokes that like can only be made in this book.
And hidden gem, you know? Like, I feel what sucks is that I feel like me and you have like similar tastes and can appreciate things because of what we've read already.
Yeah.
And I think we appreciate this because, you know, you see things like Silver Surfer and stuff like that. And just like, you can see what comics can be.
Yeah.
Groot Lactus.
In our eyes, that's the best thing that's ever been made.
Yeah.
But I don't know if like everybody would see like Groot Avengers and be like, that's cool. I think they might think like...
Like you can't give this to someone as their first comic, you know what I mean? Unless they're a Groot super fan kind of thing.
I think Groot fans would like this.
Because like you don't... Unfortunately, you can't give this to someone to kind of explain to them what comics are.
Yeah, because it's kind of...
And what they can be kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of fits in there where it's like... If you're trying to get somebody into comics, I guess I don't think I would do this.
Yeah, but it's still awesome. For like, someone, we appreciate it.
If I know that someone loves comics and just wants to read just lovely comics, this is definitely in there.
This is a great chaser book to Sandman, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is the kind of shit I like.
Yeah, we can go back and forth between that kind of dark and gloominess. Yeah.
And abstractness to,
to
Groot Lactus.
Exactly.
But with that, let's get into the poll list, Colin.
Shove it in your box.
The poll list, the poll list. What did you shove in your box?
You know, I actually had a somewhat small week this week, which is nice.
Really? There's so many. It's always surprises nowadays. I feel like Fresh Comics is like wrong on purpose.
I don't even look at it anymore.
Really?
I just walk into the store like it's the 70s and I'm like, I wonder what came out this month. And you know what? I think I'm a better person for it.
Sure.
Because it's just fun to walk in and be like, oh my God, Aquaman Andromeda number 2.
Yeah.
So I picked that up. I know you picked up Batman, but the important question is what cover did you pick up?
I got like just the normal one, I think.
That was a mistake.
Why?
Because there's a swimsuit special
variant. I saw that.
With Batman and...
That looks like something that's been used before. Like, I feel like I've seen it before.
I think Mikael Janine, like, posted it on his Twitter.
Oh, maybe. Because it seems like something that was on Tom King's run of, like, Batman. Like, I did see it, and it is good stuff. But, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of a sucker for, like, the A covers.
I do like a lot of the A covers so far. But I'm a sucker for swimsuit.
Of
especially
course.
If it's Batman in a swimsuit, but he's still wearing his cowl.
Isn't there like a line of swimsuit covers?
I think
like
so.
Right now?
There might be, yeah. Which is really funny.
Mm.
I also picked up Twig.
Number four.
I have not read 2, 3 yet or Same. 4. And then I picked up The New Champion of Shazam, which is by Doc Shaner.
Oh, okay.
That's the book that... The book was supposed to come out like a couple months ago, but it got pushed back, and so now number one just came out.
Is he writing, drawing?
He's just on the art. I can't remember who the artist was, but I just saw Shaner and I pick up.
Wait, is he's...
He's not writing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Is that it for you?
That was it.
So I picked up last issue of Batman Killing Time, which is number 6, I believe.
Okay.
I can be wrong.
Good luck.
Thanks. I got The Closet, number 3.
I did see that, and I was like, I forgot I picked up 1 and 2 and haven't read it yet, so.
It's really good. I think this could potentially be, like, a book that we read in October for, like, horror month.
Sure.
Because one that we get, like, Serena on, since she's a big horror fan.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is, like, very similar to, like, just a horror movie that you'd...
Yeah,
pick randomly.
I love the artist on it, Gavin
Fullerton. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's done some pretty awesome stuff.
The main character, or like the main character's wife, looks like shockingly a lot like Sarah. And it's really funny.
Okay.
Let me dig it up.
Yeah. No, maybe I'll have to dig it up in my need to read and put it on top.
It is. Thank goodness I don't put things away.
It's all easy access.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that number one?
Yeah, it's number one. So I think I sent Sarah a picture just because she was saying something that I thought was funny. I'm like, don't become this or whatever. Like, look at this.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
It does.
There's Sarah. And so I couldn't help because, like, this dude,
oh my God,
the main character, he just, like, goes to get, like, a beer while he's, like, out getting groceries. I'm like, I'd do that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and she gets, like, so pissed at him for getting a beer. Because, like, they were, like, moving, and they're supposed to be packing, you know?
Yeah, but that's kind of shitty then.
I'm like, don't get mad at me for just grabbing a beer sometimes. And so I was just like, this is crazy, because she's got the glasses. She used to have bangs,
yeah,
you know,
did.
For
I
a little
that.
Bit. But isn't that fun?
That is fun.
Anyway, so I got that, number 3. I think I saw somewhere that it's only a 3-issue book, but I could be wrong. Mm. Maybe, like, it just wasn't updated, because there's no solicitations for the rest of it.
Okay.
But I think it's like a mini series.
I'm sure a quick look at Gavin Fullerton or Tinian's Twitter would maybe confirm that. But
yeah, so I got that. I got Stillwater number 14.
Mm-hmm.
I also got 13 because my app says I didn't have 13. And I come home, turns out I did have 13.
Oh, so it's on you.
So I got another one of those. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing wrong. I swear to God, I scan all this stupid shit. And then it like is a gap in my thing. I'm like, oh, I guess I just didn't pick it up that month or whatever. And then I come back and I spent another $4 on like comics will never die because I keep doing this.
Yeah.
I keep buying the same shit twice.
You are fueling the comics economy.
I know, dude. I'm the backbone of comics.
Yeah. Which, speaking of, but this reminded me, when I went into the shop today, Drew was on the phone because he got like fucked by something. I only caught like the back end of it, but he was on the phone with them and he was fucking furious. I was like, good for you.
What time did you go in?
Like, it was closer to one.
Okay. Yeah, I did like just miss you because I was there and he was in a great mood. He was like talking up people. I guess his old friend came in and like his kids were in there, so he's talking to the kids and shit.
Oh, cool.
And so he was in a great mood. What happened? Did you pick it up?
He paid for like variants and committed variants for people's boxes, and they just didn't get them. And he was like pissed, and he's like, this is ridiculous kind of deal. Like,
yeah.
And like, I'm on his side, so I'm like, I was like taking a little bit longer, like pick up my weekly comics. And I'm like, do I want this? Because I just wanted to overhear what was just happening.
Browse some trades.
And then like, he like finished and he was venting that other dude that's there sometimes. And then I was like, I guess I'll check out now. And then he's like, sorry, we're having distribution issues. And I'm like, is it Diamond? And he's like, nah, Penguin. I'm like, damn. So I thought that was interesting, but hopefully he gets those variants or those covers or whatever. Anyway, what did you read?
Oh, wait, hold on. I also got Little Monsters 6.
Okay, nice.
I don't know if that's done now. I haven't even started it.
So I realized that I hadn't read 2 and 3, and I'm like, I don't plan on reading it. I stopped.
I need to figure out how many is in it and then read it before the trade comes out so that I'm not like just like, I should have just waited for the trade kind of thing. Because it looks cool.
I think what we need to do is like every 6 months, we just have like a reckoning day and we cut all the things that we haven't read. Like, any of
if it gets number 6 or 6 past the last one you read,
yeah, I think
that's probably fair.
I think that's the deal. Or if like you just don't feel like emotionally attached to it,
yeah. I mean, like it, I definitely go in there and I'm like, I don't need this right now, kind of thing, or I'm not gonna read this for a while.
Just put especially on the
if it's
block.
Like a heavy week. Like I spent like 41 today.
Heavy weeks definitely.
And there was nothing in my box.
Yeah. Heavy weeks definitely prevent me from reading stuff. But
I was like, oh, I only got like 3 things today. I might get a trade too. Who knows?
I know. Sometimes I get a little sick nasty and I pick up a number one that I don't know anything about. So
it's got to have like just a really good cover for me to do that.
Yeah. Same.
Or I'd know who's on it.
Same. Sometimes like even just if it's a good title. Like, I remember seeing one. I didn't pick it up. I wish I kind of did because I'm still kind of curious about it. It was called Eat the Rich. And I'm like, that's a sick title.
Great name.
Yeah. So maybe I'll read issue one day. But what did you read this week, Daniel?
So I was just trying to get ahead on the trades that we had planned this month. So
you read future trades?
Yeah.
Or future episode trades?
Future episode trades.
Nice.
All good stuff so far.
Cool.
And the issue that I read was Batman 126, just because I was, like, curious, you know?
Okay. How did you like it? I haven't read it yet, but how did you like it?
It's good. It's, like, great artwork.
Great review.
So this is a really fun, fast-moving issue, which I liked. I think I don't know what Chip is trying to do. It seems like he's taking elements from old things in Batman and putting in here because it's fun, and I don't know if he's maybe trying to like clean the slate for whatever he's trying to do. I'm just kind of waiting. Like, it hasn't gotten to the point where I'm like, this shit's sick, I need to read like all of it and I'm never dropping it kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah. So I think, I don't know if it's probably not required of him, but it is still technically the same Batman run since like Tom King's.
Right.
So I wonder if there's incentive or some sort of push to like put things in like Tinian's run that had just ended in this for like people that, I don't know, have been reading it.
Wasn't Joshua Williamson?
Or yeah, sorry, Joshua Williamson. But like the ghost killer or clown killer or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. So that's cool. I read Batman One Dark Night number 3 from Jock.
Okay.
That came out last week. Dope book. And Batman gets like super fucked up in it. And I think Jock just draws.
Does he go to a bar or something? Or?
Yeah, he gets really drunk.
Nice.
He's like, you know what? Fuck this EMP guy. I'm just going to go get drunk. No. He like, Jock draws such a good like battle damage Batman. Mm. It is just fun to look at.
Oh, yeah.
Because at one point, his cowl gets so fucked up that he takes part of his cape and like cuts kind of like eye holes or like, I don't know, wraps it around his face. And so he looks even more fucked.
Mm.
But it's really cool. And pretty good ending, all things considered. Like the second issue, I was like, okay.
Wait, so 3, the end of that?
Yeah, it was like it ended it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was cool. I read Superman Space Age.
Oh, really? The Thick Boy?
The Thick Boy. Did you read that?
No.
It's different than I expected because there's not a whole lot in space.
Boo.
But the Space Age was like a thing for like the Cold War, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like part of like the Cold War.
The race to the moon or whatever?
That's the space race.
Okay.
But they say, I don't know, maybe this is like a thing that people know, but like it was like around Cold War time. So it was like a little bit, I thought it was going to be like all cosmic all the time, but it's really like Superman in like a time where he's like, I want to help, but we're in like a time of Cold War and like who's right, you know?
That's cool.
And it was really good. And there's going to be a next issue, but it like introduced like not just like a Superman origin, but like origin for other characters in this context.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited for it because one of them is Green Lantern and he draws a sick Green Lantern.
That's cool.
But it's a fantastic Superman story. And like it shows like John Kent, like farmer dad, when he was like in the war and shit.
Like, nice.
On D-Day. Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, it was like a definitely a different take than what I thought, but it was still really good.
Yeah, it seems cool like there'd be a Superman that's like, you know, don't know what to do kind of thing.
Yeah, because he's like
on what who's right and how to help.
Because normally it's like Superman can be pretty good pretty easily because it's like stop a big meteor or stop a big monster. But it's like, what do you do when you have to pick a side between people? And he
does he represent America kind of thing? So.
Yeah, exactly. It's like those questions. Like, how am I supposed to know who's right in this, you know? Or like, how do I stop nuclear war, you know?
Yeah.
So it was really good. They kept it like, I don't know. It's great.
I always like the superhero stuff to where like there's always in the conversation of them being separate from politics and like choosing a side amongst like human interactions and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, Jupiter's Legacy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it falls
Watchmen,
along there,
you know.
Very good.
Cool.
I also read Public Domain number 2. We've not already read it, just read it as one. Good ass book. Batman Fortress number 3 seemed like kind of a transition or setup into next issue.
Okay.
But still enjoying it. And then I read Ant-Man number 1.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
The best fucking book, dude.
I wasn't sure if you'd like it because it's got a lot of that old school dialogue.
It does, but it's not like.
But also shows like
it doesn't tire me out.
It shows that like Al Ewing knows how to like write that way, you know.
It does, and make it not annoying because I wasn't like super. Yeah. I mean, it was like a lot of dialogue, a lot of thought bubbles or whatever. But he's like tapping into like the fun part of that stuff, you know.
Sure.
And it was like a simple, like campy story because it's supposed to be like a time travel thing.
Mm.
I just love the setup for like this. And I saw that the preview cover for next issue had Eric O'Grady from like Irredeemable Ant-Man.
Oh,
had his costume.
Oh, nice.
So it's like an into the Ant-Maniverse.
Into the Ant-verse.
Yeah. I think it's like something like that's going to happen. But it like left a lot of really good questions. And the art's fucking incredible, dude. Tom Riley,
dude,
so good.
Murdered it.
He absolutely did. And like the coloring on Jordi Belair, like especially in like the old comics, like the background of the page seemed like a little
It looked like aged paper.
Aged
you know?
Paper, yeah. And like the coloring on like people's faces made it, I don't know, like it was really good.
Yeah, I was like, is this just like a throwback or something? Like they're just reprinting something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's how like convinced I was.
It was really good, and it made me laugh out loud because I tweeted like the panel that made me laugh.
Clep.
It was like, it was Ant-Man was in trouble, and they wanted to get, what's her face? The Wasp.
Hope.
No, the mom of Hope. I forget what her name is, but it was like the Wasp, like old the Wasp. And old so he Wasp. Like... So he sends like ants to go ask for help, and like I guess he tells the ants like spelled the word help to them, and so she looks down and the ants spelled it wrong because they don't know English and just says halep, and yeah. It made me laugh.
No, that was a good one.
Such a good panel.
Because like that almost seems like an easy joke, but it just like panned out really well.
Yeah, it did. And like the framing of it, it was just like you read like her thought bubble first, and then it said halep, and then she's like, oh. Hank must be in trouble. It was really funny.
So yeah, it's cool, like time traveling Ant-Man.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Really cool.
So I wonder, because it ends like in like the future, I guess. I don't know. So I wonder if like the artwork is going to be more like the future stuff.
I think sure it definitely will
jump
be.
Back and forward. But
I think it's supposed to go into like different eras, which I'm really excited to see how they do that visually. But I was really impressed with like this first issue.
Right. Cool. Did you watch anything? Or do you have more stuff that you read?
That's all I read, but I watched DC's League of Super Pets.
Oh, yeah?
And that movie's a goddamn delight.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I figured.
I went in expecting, like, if this is just okay, I'll be happy, you know?
Yeah.
But I actually really enjoyed it.
Okay.
There's a couple times it made both me and Sophia, like, laugh out loud because I just didn't expect them to put those kind of jokes in there, you know? And they did a really... amazing thing where they had a Green Lantern character in a comedy movie and they didn't use her as a punching bag to make fun of Green Lantern.
Ooh,
so the
this movie sucks.
The Green Lantern fans, the Green Lantern brand is healing.
What kind of dog was he? Like, was he a squirrel?
So Chip was in the movie.
Oh, dope.
But it was like he was like a normal pet. He was just a squirrel. And his name was Chip. He had a chip in his tooth. Thought that was a great addition. I thought that was very clever.
Good stuff.
But no, like the normal Justice League is in it.
Oh.
So like Cyborg's in it and like right. Wonder Woman's in it and like Batman's in it, obviously. Keanu Reeves plays him.
Mm-hmm.
But like it was like a really visually very cool.
Nice.
At some parts. The Justice League had a sick action scene against Lex Luthor. You could tell that like DC fans like made this. Because nice. Like they even have things like Orange Kryptonite in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so like really cool things. And the comedy was really good there. Because the idea is that Crypto's struggling with Superman falling in love with Lois Lane and feeling that like he's being left out of like this whole situation. And he finds out that like Superman is going to propose to Lois Lane. And he's like, oh, no. Like. Am I going to be cast aside? Am I not going to be able to sleep on the bed anymore kind of deal?
Yeah.
And at one point, like a joke that made me laugh is Superman like proposes to Lois Lane and one of the characters that's like a turtle, she's like, prenup. And I was like, I just did not expect that whatsoever.
Like that's definitely like for the parents.
Yeah, exactly. And like this turtle character is the best fucking character in the movie because she like curses all the time, but gets like, it gets bleeped out.
Really?
They just like straight up just bleep it out, which is really funny to me. But it's great. No, honestly, I had a really good time watching it.
So I have to like convince Sarah to watch every movie that we see. So that one, like animated superhero movie, like it's hard enough to get her to see a superhero movie.
Yeah, Sophie did not want to see this at first.
Really? Okay.
But we decided.
I thought like this, like animated stuff would be like up her alley. You know?
Oh, it was. She was very impressed by the animator cry at one point as well. Yeah, but like. She was not into the idea of going to see this movie, but we had convinced ourselves that we were going to go see like a dine-in movie. Uh-huh. And I was like, it's either this or Nope. And she doesn't like horror movies. She's like,
she would not have liked Nope.
Yeah. I don't. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What'd you think?
It was awesome. I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was so good.
I kind of did want to see that over Super Pets at the time, but I knew that she wasn't going to watch Super Pet or want to watch a horror movie.
Yeah. In theaters. It was some shit that like scared the shit out of me.
Really?
So like she would not. Like that, you know, it's like the jump scares are like really fucking good in this.
Oh, cool.
Like, so it's they're like not
good horror,
movie, but yeah, that movie is like insane.
I want to watch it.
And but... I was like watching, I'm like, this is crazy. And like,
cool,
good. Yeah, I just like,
did
I
you like
it
better than Us.
Yeah,
Okay, cool.
It's like, I was like watching it. I'm like, do I like this better than Get Out? Ooh. I was like thinking about that. I'm like, I think I'll have to rewatch Get Out to...
I haven't seen Get Out in forever, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since...
Probably it came out.
Yeah, since it near came out. Then. So cool. Yeah, it was like a close second as far as Jordan Peele movies go. So mm-hmm. I was super, super happy with it.
Nice.
I also watched Last Night in Soho.
Oh, cool.
The Edgar Wright movie.
Mm-hmm. I heard mixed reviews on it.
So it was like super well done movie. You know, looks incredible. Colors are insane.
Seemed like a very visual.
Very visually appealing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole like what the fuck is going on thing kind of played out a little bit too long. And like, I think it was he was trying to make like a horror movie, but it wasn't like very scary,
mm-hmm.
which kind of sucks. The idea is a lot of fun, like how it's going back and forth and stuff like that. And then the ending I didn't expect, but it wasn't like a gut punch kind of twist kind of thing where you're like, what kind of thing? It was just like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And so, but yeah, it was like really well written it by all means. But the end, I just feel like it didn't unfold like in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for what they set up, it was probably the best way to go, I guess. But by all means, like a great movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love Edgar Wright movies. So I just wanted to see what he's up to most recently.
Yeah.
What was funny is like I started watching this movie and a half hour into it, like the power goes out. This is like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And then when we get back from seeing Nope, we're like, she's like scrolling through HBO Max. She's like, oh, we never finished this. I'm like, oh yeah. And then she just puts it on. So I already watched like a good movie. I wasn't really in the mood to watch like another good movie. Good
artsy movie, yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch something dumb. You weren't
in the mood for another good movie?
Yeah.
Like a bad movie?
No.
Or like a well-made movie that like you want to put in the time like, to appreciate?
Time and energy and focus to appreciate it, you know?
Yeah.
And so what I needed was like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which we watch afterwards.
True.
And was great, you know?
I feel that.
I just needed to not think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I watched My Neighbor Totoro.
My Neighbor Totoro? You watch a Studio Ghibli movie?
I did. I watched a Ghibli movie. I haven't seen that one.
Have you seen any of the Studio Ghibli movies?
Oh, yeah. Like Howl's.
What? Howl's Moving Castle?
Spirited.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Spirited Away. That shit I've just seen. Came on like Cartoon Network randomly. And I'm like, what is this? I didn't know what anime was at the time. And so I'm like, this cartoon is crazy.
Who's this lady with a big head?
Look at this raven dude. Like, yeah. He's creepy as fuck.
Yeah. And
so how was...
All of them, most of them are on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So I was...
They have a whole section for it.
It was great. I didn't watch the dub version because they don't have dubbed versions on HBO Max, which is interesting.
Huh.
So I watched it sub, which is fine. I don't really care either way. It just depends on if I want to read or not, I guess. But I'm sure. Cool with sub. Mm-hmm. It was great. It's just like nothing happens. But it's...
Is it just like a feel-good movie kind of thing?
It's very nice. It feels like if Lo-Fi made a movie.
If all the people in Lo-Fi just got together.
That's basically what it... Like, it was incredible visually. And just like...
Is this something you could put on in the background for good vibes?
100%. And when you just want to look at something beautiful, just like look at the screen because every frame is beautifully like painted or whatever they do. Like it'll just be a normal ass day and I'll just be looking at like the trees and stuff in the background, not caring about what like the kids are doing or whatever. And I'm like, it's a fucking good tree. What the hell?
Do you want a Totoro pillow now?
I would take one. Totoro's really silly, just goofy dude.
Yeah.
He's really weird too. Like the kids aren't scared of him at all.
What is he, like a rabbit or something?
Who fucking... He's like this mystical thing. Okay. It was like, it's like supposed to be like a myth.
Okay.
Kind of deal. But like, if that were me as a kid, like there could be a Totoro horror movie because that guy looked fucking scary. But no, it was great. But like nothing happens.
I saw this. There was a huge Totoro at Phoenix Comic Con. It was like one of those big just things you get into, you know? Yeah. And like someone I was with, he's like, what is that? I'm like, that's My Neighbor Totoro. And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And people are taking pictures with it and stuff, but
yeah,
it's basically like a mascot.
I could see like how people think it's cute.
Yeah.
But if I was that kid, I'd be fucking scared right now. But
oh yeah, for sure.
And then I watched the first episode of Paper Girls.
Oh yeah. I'm almost done with it. I have like two episodes left.
Oh,
so what'd you think?
The first episode was really weird to me.
Super weird, especially because like it was just everything we just read.
I know. Yeah, I was like doing like the check boxes in my head, and
yeah,
there are some parts. It just seemed very rushed.
It is,
and like, fine, whatever. Like, if you don't want to have the whole season be the first trade, that's fine. But like,
right.
I think that there's parts that are important in there that to maybe spend a little bit more time on.
Sure.
Like, I think if the end of the first episode with like Aaron, is that her name?
Yeah,
old being Aaron. Shot. Like, that'd be a good spot in like that first episode.
Yeah.
I like how they take like the color inspiration from the comic, mm-hmm. it seems, and put it into the movie or into the show. But I don't know, like parts of it just seems very rushed. When you first see like those two teen kids with the fucked up faces, you can't tell if their faces are fucked up when you first see them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, did you see that guy's face? It was so fucked up. And I was like, was it? Like, I know it's supposed to be, but I didn't see it. And I was looking for it.
So, yeah, definitely.
So there's like a couple things in there.
I think we kind of were at a disadvantage from it being so fresh for us.
Yeah.
Because honestly, the first episode is like my least favorite episode.
That's...
Isn't that, it's bizarre to say about any show. That's inspiring
to me? Or
no, it gets super good. Like, I love it right now.
Oh,
like,
okay, cool.
The first episode, I'm like, I had Sarah watch it with me, and she's like, you can watch the rest without me. I'm like...
I watched the first episode with Sophia, and she seemed to enjoy it, but we were both kind of like, it's like good, but I'm like confused kind of deal, so...
Yeah, and so they just needed like some sort of cliffhanger, and I guess like... Someone getting shot is not enough, and
that is meeting a banger your suit
yourself
to,
is yeah. enough, you know?
That is a banger way to end, like, a pilot
yeah.
on paper, for sure. But, like, if... I feel like there's some parts of that trade maybe that you can cut out so that you sure. can focus on, like, actual big parts of, like, that trade, I guess.
They are covering, like, a lot of ground, though, in, mm. like, the rest of the show.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, even if it does get... another season, if there's gonna be like enough content there.
I feel like they'll just extrapolate.
There's something in there.
You've read the whole thing, right? The whole all of Paper Girls. So like on where you're at, like what trade are we on? Or like what issue?
Like three or sort of like the third or fourth trade. So like 15 maybe. And okay. I'm on like episode like 6 of 8, I think.
Okay. So
this is me 8. Just roughly thinking about where
yeah
the parts that are in it are in the book.
Okay.
There's a part in it that I'm really excited for you to see if okay. you continue to watch it. It's in like the third or fourth episode.
I probably will, but it'll take me a while because right now...
Just watch the second episode and then that like really gets the
okay.
the pace of the show, like what the rest of it's going to look like.
Okay,
the first one was super rushed.
I definitely did want to check out the second episode to see for sure if I wanted to. So
yeah. Do you have anything more on that?
No, that's kind of how I feel. I definitely wanted it to be better. I'll say that.
Especially like the first episode.
Yeah. But,
you know, I think I get what they were doing. And, you know, BKV and Cliff Chang were executive producers. So I trust that they got what they wanted or like compromised as much as they could.
Sure.
But
yeah, I'm not even necessarily like a stickler for like, that's not happening in the book or whatever. But
yeah. But that was very distracting since it was so fresh for us.
I wouldn't even say that. It just like... Even I was like confused, but anyway, yeah, that's, if it gets better, then that's good. I'll keep watching it for sure.
Yeah. So I watched a bunch of Solar Opposites.
Oh yeah.
Just a couple things I like fucking like died from.
Okay.
So like there's some button somewhere that opens like a hatch that goes into the wall and it's like a beep noise and it's some girl's like beep beep.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, it's like a sexy,
it's very sexual.
And I'm like
beep beep
beep.
Oh, it's so stupid.
I'm like, this is the stupidest shit. And like when they're in the wall, that character is like dying and they don't have like a heart rate monitor.
Tim.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. So some dude's just drawing out like a line and the dude dies. It's like beep.
He's just like, yeah, drawing a
he's
line.
Making the noise.
Yeah, saying beep. It's so funny. Yeah, and I like how it's just like, is that the Burger King cup or whatever? And
yeah.
It's like, that gave people lead poisoning.
Yeah, those are recalled or whatever.
Yeah,
so many deep cuts in that show.
Did you watch Hululand?
Yeah, that was a lot
that
of
was
fun.
That was that Hululand episode. Yeah, that was really funny. They're like making just... I think that they knew that, like, not everybody's crazy about every Hulu original. And so the fact that they made, like, Corvo and, like, Terry, like, big Hulu fans is really funny to me.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's a reference to 11-22-63.
Dude, that was such a deep cut. I'm like, no one watched that shit.
I know.
Did you watch it?
I watched most of it.
I watched it all. I thought it was really good.
I heard it's great, yeah.
And then they have, like, the people escape from the wall, which is crazy. I'm like, how could they do this?
I know.
This is the best part of the show.
This is a huge development.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't real.
And then there was an episode where, like, there's, like, thousands of Schlorps or whatever, like, the planet that they're from. Yeah. That, like, blew my fucking mind. How, like, all the people, they explain how, like, all the different teams died.
Mm-hmm.
And how it basically just, like, restarts over and over. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
I forgot about that twist, but it's just, like,
I'm like, are they the only team left? But no, like, the record she had was from, like, the last round or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
So we really don't know how many Schlorpians, I guess, are out there, right?
Yeah, because they're supposed to be continuing or, like, escaping or something.
Yeah. Did you like the line episode?
I got, like, a little sick of it.
I could tell that, like, but I liked how they watched the intro on Terry's phone.
Yeah, it was funny.
And you could see the reflections. And he's like, you know, you say a different thing every time at the end here. And he's like, do I?
Yeah, that was, so the solar opposites I kind of have a bit of a tolerance for when they're doing something dumb or if it's like a episode that I don't think is like that great.
I get that.
And that's like one of those episodes. I think the concept and like describing it is funny.
Yeah.
But like. The episode itself was just like,
I like his line husband, Linus.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I'm like, that's your dog's name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
But, yeah. Anything else?
Did you watch? Are you finished?
No. I think the Schlorps one was the last one I watched.
Okay, so you still haven't watched the one that I like want you to watch so that we could talk
about
it?
Okay, I was like looking for the thing that you said I would like.
And you'll know exactly what it is, but I cannot wait for you to know and figure out exactly what it is because you'll know.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll see you next week, maybe.
Yeah, so just finish it.
All right.
But I liked the season.
Yeah, no, I love that show, and I hope they keep making it as much as like Rick and Morty, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, that was it.
All righty. What are we going to read next week, Nathan? What are we going to read next week?
I don't know. You have it.
We already know. We're reading She-Hulk, that even though it was delayed by one day. Still be next week.
We'll still be next week. So we're going to read the Charles Soule run, right?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
So
it's got Javier Pulido
yes.
on the first four issues and Ron Wimberly on the last two.
Okay, sweet.
Have you read this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I know a lot of it because of just like what I've seen because I follow both Charles Soule. Maybe I have. Maybe I read like the first issue. I feel like I know a lot about it.
Okay.
But I don't think I've read it all the way through. But
gotcha.
It's supposed to be really fun and pretty cool. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Get us ready for the She-Hulk show.
For the She-Hulk show. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
Everything's in the link tree, you know.
Yeah. Send us a Gmail at traderspod@gmail.com.
Tell us what to read.
If you want
to
recommend a thing that's a delight.
Yeah.
You know. If it's just comics being stupid and you can't recommend it to people who don't read comics, recommend it to us.
That's what you recommend.
I love that shit. Like I can't
want the deep cuts that no one will tell me to read.
Like I can't recommend Dial H for Hero to somebody that hasn't read comics, but I'll recommend it to anybody that has.
That's another one that's like.
It's so good.
I'll call it a Nathan book because like only me and Nathan will like it, I think.
Yeah. Even like I know people that pick up comics, but they're like mainly like Big Two stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know if I could recommend something like that to him.
I think you'll pick it up for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we'll talk
stuff like that.
We'll talk at you next week. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.